Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Let me give you something brief if you're just getting into your car as to what you need to know for today. At this time yesterday, we were discussing, hey, look on your Mean Mercedes Instagram page. He's hinting at retirement. And then I believe shortly after the show, he released a long statement in which he is saying he's walking away from the game for a while.
A short while.
And today, your Mean Mercedes has unretired. We even played a tribute for him to put it to Green Day.
That lasted long.
Your Mean is back in the lineup today for Charlotte. So there wasn't even like an off day, was it? I mean, retirement,
I don't think he missed a game.
Chris Bryant, who David Ross thought would be back in the lineup today, is not back in the lineup with a hamstring. Jesse will join us at 5:30. Interesting Tony La Russa piece on ESPN.com that we debated a little bit earlier. Was there any new things from there? A lot going on today. The phone number to reach us, 332-3776. Waddle's got his list that we're going to get to here in a moment. And speaking of football, don't forget, tickets are now on sale. I saw they were discussing this in the Twitch chat. This would be a great time for all of our Twitchers to show up strong. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
So saw some of them at the Crosstown Pub last week.
We did. It was a great meetup, and I think we need to organize this for a meetup at 115 Bourbon Street for the 16th Fantasy Football Championship presented by Miller Lite. It would be great to not only have the Twitchers, but all football fans, all Waddle and Sylvie fans, all ESPN 1000 fans, and fans of fantasy football join us at 115 Bourbon Street on August 21st. It's going to be like Saturday mid-morning. We're going to give you information on how to play fantasy football. The strategy, Field Yates is going to have a presentation. We've got gambling presentations now with Mike North, Carmen DeFalco. The guys from Prop Swap will be there as well. A lot of additional fun. And then don't forget, as we were talking about with Dan Weider, circle these preseason games for the Bears. And while we're going and having lunch before you draft at the fantasy football convention, the Bears and Bills are going to be playing. So that's going to be Justin Fields' time. We're going to get a lot of Justin Fields action, maybe even some Mitch Trubisky action from the Bills. And we're all going to be watching that together. So you get so many great things and a lot of fun things going on for that day. Tickets, just $20. The website to buy your tickets, ESPNChicagoFFC.com.
There will be Trubisky Bears jerseys at the convention. I guarantee you.
What was your total again that you had it up?
Three and a half. I'll take the over.
I'll go under.
Okay.
I'm going
under. I spoke to some kids at a broadcasting camp on Tuesday this week.
Look at you. Teaching the youth of America, future broadcasters.
Teaching anything. I mean, like,
did you just do it on Zoom or did you go?
No, it's in person.
So what is this? This is a camp where they teach you how to be a sportscaster.
Like there's some kids that
make you work overnights for the first 3 days.
I'm just saying, the moral of my story as you clowns start at the chuckle hut.
You have to
on
stay
stage
in a cabin in the middle of nowhere for the first 3 days.
Hey kids, this is how you go and get coffee.
They don't do that anymore. Well, all of us had to do this.
Don't forget ketchup from Smith & Walensky.
Yeah. Double back if it's not fresh enough.
Don't forget it's a soy latte. I wanted extra hot, Abdallah. And because it's extra hot, I need it double cupped. And no, none of this foam, so make sure you tell them
that's
to go easy foam.
That's not exaggeration. That was a real order.
And then it used to be my order. Yeah.
When he tells you it's not hot enough, point to the microwave.
Yeah. Anyway, my point was there was 50 kids in the room. They were from all over the country. One kid locally had a Mitch jersey on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And did you say to him, what are you doing? Was it a Bills Mitch jersey or a Bears Mitch jersey?
I looked at him and said, you're a truther, aren't you? And he goes, I don't know. No, I was joking. I was just like, hey, great jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce Camp Broadcasting Tom Waddle. He played for the Chicago Bears, which none of you guys are going to play. He had a six-year career in the NFL and then was given a media job because he played for the Bears, which none of you guys are going to get that job.
Wow. Given.
It's all true.
Handed.
Jeez.
It's all true.
Handed.
No, he's earned everything he's done.
It's all true.
But he's earned it now. I'm just saying, none of us have that going for us.
Well, that's true. I mean, you also couldn't sit on set with Johnny Morris and tell us, you know, why the Vikings defense was so effective
that
day.
That's true.
You know,
Could you?
Yeah, I did.
Because we suck. That's why, Johnny.
We used to beat the Vikings.
Not in the Metrodome. That game, you had a 20-0 lead.
Well, that's one time. It's one time.
Damn audible, man. You're not supposed
to audible.
It's not
my fault. I wasn't on the field at that time. I thought I was on the field at that time. I went back and looked at highlights like a month or so ago. I wasn't. I was off. I was off the field.
You were off, so you don't really remember that moment then?
No, I remember the play, but I wasn't on the field for the time. I remember it happening. I just don't recall...
The actual play.
Yeah,
the view that you had and what you were thinking.
Yeah. That's probably dizzy or something on the sidelines. Anyway, the moral of the story, let me know when you're done.
Okay.
Yeah, when your comedic set is over, everybody done?
It's band
Anything
camp
else?
With Tom Waddle.
Anything else? Okay, the moral
that
of the story
one time
was,
at broadcasting camp, Tom Waddle walked in. He was wearing this visor and really weird hair, and it said Bears alumni on his pullover.
I was actually wearing a Flossmoor golf shirt that I was given for free and Nike golf pants. And I had taken a shower and I was not wearing a hat. And I was wearing.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at you. Dressed up for sportscasting camp.
Yeah. I mean, I'm giving back to the kids, bringing them a perspective.
It's funny. We dropped a crosstalk on Hinge today, which you can find on the ESPN Chicago app. Waddle also did a flex in that today. This wasn't a flex.
This was a story about talking to some kids and a kid had a freaking Mitch Trubisky jersey on.
Sylvie, did you get asked to talk to them?
No.
Did you get asked to talk to them?
Whoa, didn't you? Didn't you?
Did you? No, I did not, Adam. I did not. So I think only one of us was worthy of the invitation.
Time out. How many different places have you talked to people in the last?
That's not the point.
6 months.
We're talking about this place
I
today.
Spoke to little kids at Camp Midtown recently.
Same thing. Yeah.
I was seeing you.
Wait. You know what we did? Maybe we need to all sign up for your life coach seminar. Who are you, Tony freaking Robbins? Is that who you
are?
They
were all like five, too.
What the hell are you going to tell a five-year-old? You're not five.
What'd you tell him?
Don't poop in your pants.
Yes. I said dream big. That's always my dream big, kids. That's my thing. But Waddle did a flex today on Crosstalk Unhinged. He said, do you know back in the day that I spoke to Northwestern class, Missy Isaacson was hosting, and they had a panel of established sportscasters with Dave Revson, and they asked me to go. Are you making a point today to share with everybody how people are going to you for broadcast advice?
No, that was like 7-8 years ago.
What does it cost for me to get a Tom Waddle to speak to my group?
It didn't cost them anything.
Oh,
just, on either
occasion. This is on the arm for the kids?
Of course. The point was, what were we talking about?
About
we were talking
Mitch about jerseys and fantasy football convention.
The other thing was about social media.
Oh, okay.
And I've said all along, you know, all of you guys that like to get on social media and gripe back and forth at each other, you're just wasting your breath because you're all going to be the reason why this society crumbles sooner rather than later. Yeah.
All right. You can hear Waddle rant on that on Crosstalk and Hinge.
Let me tell you, you know what? When your boys get to be a little bit older and they're on social media, come back and give Grandpa Tom a little conversation.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is former Chicago Bear and ESPN 1000 host Tom Waddle. The apocalypse is coming. Get off social media. Yeah. It's going to be the death of us. You don't need to be talking to people. Don't make Justin Fields your avatar. Get off social media because it's going to kill us all. We're going to be walking around and Terminator is going to be ruling all of us because you're on TikTok, little Johnny.
My point. They cut to Sylvie. Sylvie just says, dream big, kids.
Yeah. Dream big, y'all.
Dream big.
People, man.
He's got his sunglasses on indoors.
Listen,
dream big, y'all.
Dream big, kids.
Pieces out.
With his shady rays on, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Kids,
Coach
if you're
Chicago.
Like me, you can get paid to wear these things.
Dream big, endorse everything.
True story. Okay, fine. You know, one time you're a customer first before
you
become
one time?
An endorser. Let's not go down this road. Let's not go down this road.
I'm like the guy who's the bald guy who created the company.
The Hair Club for Men?
The Hair Club for Men.
You're Cy Sperling.
Not only do I own the company, but I'm also a customer.
My point was, most people on this planet, Adam, aren't nice to one another. If you can participate in social media without being a Richard.
Well, why can't that be your message? Be nice to people.
It was.
Be nice.
It was.
You see these phones?
Yeah.
This is a device people use to bully people. It was. Don't do it, kids.
The first part of my presentation was, it is a fabulous tool for information gathering and dissemination. But unfortunately, the majority of our society is interested in being mean-spirited to one another. So at the end of the day, don't come calling to me when everything starts to go sideways and everything is exploding and you're like, oh, Waddle, you were right.
Bill in Frankfurt.
That'll be the greatest I told you so of all time.
I know. All right. You'll tell him.
I just can't wait when Mason comes home and Mason's upset because he's on his website or wherever he's on.
The robots are coming. The Martians are coming.
People don't like his post and people are making fun of him. And you're like, I'm gonna beat that kid's ass.
And instead of finding cover or an area to hide, Waddle's going to be like, I told you so.
You're damn right I am.
Bill in Frankfurt, thanks for being patient. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, man?
Yeah, no worries, Sylvie. I just wanted to call about Tony La Russa. You know,
I'm calling to rip your ass, Sylvie. You hit my White Sox.
I was against the hire. No.
Bill, if I was giving a broadcasting seminar to the kids, I would have told them that Sylvie was hating.
Well, maybe a little bit of that, but I think what it shows us, Jerry, it was Jerry's hire, right? He's not beholden to Rick Hahn or Kenny Williams or analytical geeks like most other front offices and managers. So he gets the data. At the end of the day, it's his call. It's not exactly like Weekend at Bernie's up there. You know, I read today he was making lineups with Eloy, waiting for him to come back. I mean, he certainly takes the blame when it comes his way. And again, I'm not trying to defend him. I was against the hire, but it's grown on me. I just look how they're winning in April and May, June without the long ball with guys like Mendick and Lurie and Hamilton and Goodwin and Vaughn. You know, that's all La Russa. Sure, those guys have talent, but he puts that lineup together. He's not there to be a babysitter or a cultural or generational bridge. He's a Major League Baseball manager, probably the best situational baseball manager in the history of the whole game. So, and as far as Hendricks and those guys, Hendricks is a clown. He's fun to watch. He's a stud. He's a stud. He's probably the best in the game, but it's just disrespectful.
Why is he a clown? Why is he a clown for just saying what it is? They ignore him a lot of times.
Well, fair enough. But
they probably ignore Joe a lot of times, too.
Tony La Russa invented the closer role. Well, look, Hendricks probably couldn't pitch a complete game right now if his life depended on it.
But that's not what he's asked to do, though. I mean, to suggest he's a clown because he can't start a game, but that's not what Hendricks has been paid to do.
Eckersley used to be a starter.
Listen, Bill, at the front, it says next to you, it says, La Russa has been fine. And then it says Sylvie is hating. I think that's the best way to describe. Tony's been fine. He's been fine.
He hasn't gotten in the way, and he hasn't made a big mistake. I give him credit for that.
Fair enough. I think, just to circle back this article, the whole point, I mean, it's a magical season for folks that have waited for this for a long time, just like, your Cubs, Sylvie. But it's just a little bit of negativity that people are just looking for reasons to pick stuff apart. The guy,
Bill,
I think he's doing a great job.
Look, Bill, we can't have it both ways. It can't be like, man, I've been waiting forever to talk White Sox, so it all should be good. Like, along the way with the Cubs in 15 and 16, all those Joe decisions in the World Series, I mean, it's not negativity for negativity. These are sports discussions. I mean, we can't have it that way. If you're good and you're like with the Bears, no one bitches about it. I mean, there are some, but we're all like, look, there are things we bring up and we bitch together as a city. But because there are two teams, we're always so prone to be protective because, Sylvie's not one of us. So if he's got a thought on it, now all of a sudden he's, quote, a hater.
I didn't call you a hater. That was Waddle's word. I just think this is a recycled
Says on the screen, Sylvie is hating.
Well, that's a dollar.
A dollar? What are you doing?
Bill, are you coming to see us in Oak Forest?
You know what? I just drove by it. I take that way home from work, and I just drove by it. It's a nice venue. I've been there before. I'll stop in next Friday and have a drink.
Bill, the first Miller Lite is on me, all right? You join us, I will hand you an ice cold Miller Lite. Yeah.
Make sure you wear your cutoff shorts for your Maverick and Goose impersonation.
We're going to be playing some volleyball, Bill. All right, see you later.
Thanks, Bill.
Later.
See, that's the way we talk. That's how we discuss.
Look, I'm sure with regard to all managers, inside clubhouses, not everybody agrees with what Joe's doing. Not everybody's agreeing with what Schilt is doing. Not everybody's agreeing. Like, players all are probably, they question a manager's decision or some of the things they do on a consistent basis.
What about the Royals? When they were winning, people were clowning on their manager all the time.
That's the point. So, like, for someone to write the article about it, which is fine. I mean, I didn't think it was a hit piece, but to think that there may be a generational gap element in the clubhouse is obvious. You've got a 76-year-old manager, and you've got a young team that's led by Tim Anderson, who's one of the best, most energetic players in the league. Of course there is going to be a generational gap there. It's how you navigate that and how you end up being able to live day in and day out. And right now, they must be doing it okay because they're 20 games over 500.
Did you know that Tom Waddle is a broadcast legend? Did you know that Tom Waddle used to break down the film for Johnny Morris on CBS2 after Bears games? Did you know that the legendary Tom Waddle is a list that we have reached number 4 on for most important Bears? He unveils that next.
Waddle and Sylvie are with you as you return to the office, just like that annoying coworker that always talks about their cat. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, let's talk some football. 332-3776 is the phone number if you'd like to participate. Three easy ways to listen, ESPN 1000. That's AM 1000 on your dial. We're also available now on the FM side of things. You heard that correct. It's 100.3 HD2. So you could check that out if you have HD radio in your car, and you probably do if you have a newer model car. Just make sure your settings are enabled for HD radio. Go to 100.3. Click up one station, one twist of the knob, whatever way, you know.
Is that how you do it?
Well, some have knobs. Some have like an one arrow twist. Up, you know.
One twist of the knob?
You know, and then it goes from 100.3 to 100.3 HD2. And then you can also download that ESPN Chicago app, can listen live, get all of our podcasts on demand, including Crosstalk Unhinged, which drops today. So if you need some evening listening, check that out tonight with Carmen and Yurko, Waddle and me. There was a very, very funny moment.
Sand in your bathing suit.
Yeah, it's like what you accused Yurko of last week. But there was a very funny moment of all the years we have worked together with the Good Kid. We all heard a story from the Good Kid today that you have to hear to believe that none of us knew. None of us knew. And you can get that.
That happens quite frequently.
Really?
Things that surprise me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think I know you guys well and I've heard most of the stories.
I had no idea.
Especially 7 to 10.
Until.
What?
Until, when was it? Maybe a month ago. I had no idea Carm's love for feet.
Well, neither did I. And I'm one
well,
of
that's what I'm
like,
saying.
Carm and I are pretty
that's
good friends.
That's my point. So things come out of just this unhinged crosstalk that I had no idea about.
All right.
It's a learning experience.
So let's talk about this list. It's the top 15 most important Bears. You can get the recap on Instagram, on our Instagram page, at Waddle and Sylvie. I got to process which platform we're talking and think about it. Yes, it's Instagram at Waddle and Sylvie. And we're up to number 4, correct?
We are at number 4. More focus on the offense. Number 4, no doubt. There's zero doubt in my mind. And I would suggest there's zero doubt in the minds of you three. Big minds. Who has been the Bears' best offensive player over the last 3 years? Any question?
Adam Shaheen.
That's one. That's why you weren't asked to go speak to the kids. Adam?
I know who it is because I posted the picture.
Okay, Chris. I'm not saying who's number 4. I'm asking you the question.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any doubt
there's no
who's
question.
The best
no
offensive
question.
Player on this team
no
the last 3 years?
No shot.
Number 4 is Allen Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Despite playing with a below-average quarterback consistently here in the Windy City, he has excelled. And how about these numbers just the last 2 years? He has averaged 100 catches and 1,200 yards over the last 2 years. And he's had 13 total touchdowns. He is not old either. Do you know how old Allen Robinson
28.
is? He's 27. He'll be 28 during this season. He'll be 28 next month. And he has to be considered a vital part of this team's future. I understand his contract situation, but he needs to be part of what they're doing going forward for the next 3 or 4 years. I understand what the Minnesota Vikings did. What did they do? They had a guy in Stephon Diggs they didn't think they could re-sign, so they traded him. I trust Rick Spielman to find his replacement more than I trust Ryan Pace to find Allen Robinson's replacement. So when they traded Stephon Diggs, what did they do? They drafted Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson was a first-year Pro Bowler. Do you have faith that if for whatever reason they can't find a way to re-sign Allen Robinson and he leaves, and again, he has been their best offensive player the last 3 years, that they have the offensive acumen in their player procurement department to replace Allen Robinson?
Allen Robinson was a second-round pick. Davante Adams was a second-round pick. Our second-round wide receiver pick was Anthony Miller.
It had a very good freshman year, yeah, so to speak, I mean, and it's gone out, sideways.
Has he turned out to be?
So my point is, this was a quality free agent signing by Ryan Pace. I tip my visor. To let him go and then try to replace him, his track record is not good enough that I feel comfortable that he's going to be able to replace Allen Robinson with somebody that can actually seamlessly take over the role of Allen Robinson. He should be Justin Fields' BFF for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
BFF.
The guy that when Justin Fields steps into that offensive huddle and they need a play, he can look into the eyes of Allen Robinson and know that he's got one of the top 10 receivers in the NFL to go out there and make a play for him. Justin Fields' development will depend partly on the guys around him. You can't subtract a guy like Allen Robinson from this huddle and expect Justin Fields' development to be smooth and successful. Again, if you're going to argue that we'll find somebody else, I'll argue that Ryan Pace's track record would not speak to that.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So you can't, in my humble opinion, start the 2022 season, barring anything catastrophic, which I hope doesn't happen. You can't go into 2022 without Allen Robinson as part of your team if, in fact, the 2021 season looks like the 2020 season or the 2019 season in terms of Allen Robinson's production. So to me, Allen Robinson, albeit the best offensive player this team has had in 3 years, the most accomplished player that this team has had in the last 3 years, he's important in number four because he's going to be responsible for helping Justin Fields develop. And his performance this year has to force them to make the decision that they need to sign him long term.
Yes.
So Allen Robinson comes in at number four.
Robinson, I was thinking about it yesterday, that list that came out of the 9 players that could get dealt before the season starts, and A-Rob was on there. It was a CBS Sports. Like, it makes no sense. Let's go by the past history of this Bears organization even. The last time we had a good quarterback with potential with Cutler, right? And instead of, when you acquired him, supporting him with the necessary wide receivers, they made Devin Hester the number one wide receiver. They took Greg Olsen away from him the year that they went to the NFC Championship game, that year after
they made Jamarcus Webb his left tackle.
Yeah, like, let's. So you have Justin Fields now. You're going to subtract the best weapon?
You can't.
Let's think about what San Diego did. Like, when Justin Herbert was drafted, did they trade Keenan Allen or sign Keenan Allen?
They signed Keenan Allen.
Like, that's what you have to support these guys.
Yes. And again, if you felt like they could move on from him and just replace him with somebody else, I respectfully disagree. And I think history tells us that. So while I'm not going to sit here and argue with you that he's the best receiver, one of the top 5 receivers in the National Football League, he's been your best offensive player for 3 years. You've got a young quarterback looking to develop. You don't do that by subtracting someone like Allen Robinson from the equation. And I don't know what, I mean, at the end of this year, you still could franchise him again. I don't know if Allen Robinson would want to re-sign with them as a free agent. But you better better think about making him part of your long-term plans if, in fact, you want this young quarterback to develop in a rapid and successful fashion.
These national lists keeps coming out, too, on Ryan Pace. This goes into your point. I want to get into that. There's a list out there ranking the general managers in the NFL. How many general managers that did their job a year ago? So we're taking away the new GMs.
Right.
Of all the general managers who have been on the job.
And how many of them are there?
There are 26,
okay,
I want
to
say.
So there's 26 guys that are coming back to fill the same role they had last year.
How many do you believe are ranked lower than Ryan Pace? I want to tell you about that. And Cap has managed to do it again. Cap has made a statement that could be his worst. It's coming up next.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
All right, so another list from another different entity. These are all different places, like ESPN.com had the Future Power Rankings.
This is what we do, is we gear up for the football season.
And the way the Future Power Rankings worked is they took, like, individual parts of each organization.
Current roster, quarterback, non-quarterback roster. Then they looked at the front office, the head coach. They put it all together. There was a little formula.
And in that one, the front office for the Bears was ranked worst.
Yes.
32. They had them ranked worse. So they took the new guys on the block, the guys who haven't been, like Nick Caserio. Okay. Yeah. Nick Caserio came from New England.
He's taken over for the Houston Texans.
Right. Like, they put him ahead of him. Scott Fitterer with the Panthers.
And again, if you want to know, somebody says, well, whose list was this? This was a list that was compiled by, do you have the list?
This is NBC.
It was the one that we were talking about.
You're right.
It was Lewis Riddick. I believe it was Field Yates.
Right.
Jeremy Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
One other person.
And one other writer. Yes. So, like, these are guys that we like a lot. Guys who you hear on this radio station a lot.
These are guys that, you know, if people would ask, you know, who put the list together, those are the people that, you know, at least three of the four. I'll find the fourth.
All right. So there are 26 general managers ranked who are not new. How many are worse than Ryan Pace, knowing that ESPN had him as the worst or the front
office? I've seen the list.
Okay. So you've seen it?
I will forego making the guess.
Number 26. Mike Mayock.
Okay, so he's not number 26.
He's not number 26.
Mike Mayock in charge of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Former NFL Network guy, now running the show with John Gruden in Vegas.
NBC guy. I can tell you, knowing Mike a little bit, that when he reads that, he will have words with somebody.
Number 25 is Dave Gettleman. He is now the general manager of the Giants, used to be the GM in Carolina. He's the guy. He's the reason why the Bears got Justin Fields, yes?
Made the trade, yes. I believe made the trade possible with the Giants.
So he is at 25. So Ryan Pace is not the second worst ranked. Joe Douglas.
Of the Jets?
Of the Jets. He is number 24.
He's new. Isn't he new? A
couple years, I want to say, right? He's been there.
Did Joe Douglas have connection with the Bears?
He did. Okay. I believe he was in Philly, but started with the Bears. And okay. I think he went to Philly, and then I think he got his first big gig in New York. I believe that's the way it went. And then at number 23 is our own Ryan Pace.
What do they say? And now, again, Ryan Pace has been in this job for how many years? I think there are...
2017 was his first.
Okay, 17.
No. 15 was his first.
Yeah. He 15. Was here before that.
Yeah, it was
so 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. This is year 7. I would guess that there aren't 15 GMs that have been with their teams longer than him. So his tenure, I would think,
would be fairly
high up there. I would be just a guess.
14-34 after 3 years on the job, Ryan Pace made two big bets beginning in 2017, trading up for Mitchell Trubisky and acquiring Khalil Mack. The former failed spectacularly. The latter left the club picks poor. An awful place to be when you don't have a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears have totaled just 31 selections over the past 5 years, and then they give you the teams that won the Super Bowl and how many draft picks they've had in comparison. The Chiefs' gambles produced Patrick Mahomes in two Super Bowl appearances. The Bears gave us Trubisky in zero postseason victories. Despite that comprehensive lack of success, Pace has not only kept his job, but made the Bears the latest franchise-altering decision, trading up for Justin Fields. Whereas Trubisky was first guessed by both the fans and media alike, Fields' selection is one near universal praise. That means nothing other than Pace probably has earned more benefit of the doubt from an ownership group that has been all too eager to supply it. Perhaps Pace has been unfortunate and Fields is just the man to change his luck. More likely is that even if Fields ends up the proverbial nut for the blind squirrel, someone else will finish the job of assembling his roster.
Two thoughts come to mind. The first one is, it's exactly what I said and we talked about when they made the trade for Mac. We were ecstatic, were we not? We were ecstatic. We were fantastic.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah. But, it rivaled the Cutler feeling.
And I thought it was a very good trade. I said at the time, it makes it absolutely essential that he hit the quarterback right. And I said this when they made the trade.
You've always said
because it. What happened was is you gave up your financial flexibility and you gave up your draft picks, which means you could not dig yourself out of a quarterback hole. If Mitchell Trubisky doesn't develop, then there's no way to save yourself from him because you don't have the cash and you don't have the picks. And unfortunately, Mitch didn't develop, and what have we seen? Now, you can argue that they went to the postseason two out of the last 3 years. They did not win any of those games, and nobody ever thought really the last 2 years that they were a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And if you go back to the 2018 season, there was some promise with Mitch, but everyone was riding high because that defense was historically good. The second issue, again, is the job security conversation. And it's something that we talked about with Dan Wiederer recently. For the life of me, I can't understand the theory behind giving somebody that you may not trust the authority to make a franchise-changing selection for the second time and potentially setting yourself up for another coach to come in and coach a quarterback that he wasn't part of selecting.
Yeah, I know. You.
I mean, it makes no sense to me at all.
Right.
None.
Well, that's what I was ranting about back when they kept everybody.
So if you had any, like, and this is, I know this is a revisit of things gone by, but it still to this day chaps my saddle region. If you, like, so when Dan said that these coaches and this general manager, they may not know where they stand, you know, in terms of where your job security is. Go down the hall and ask Ted and George.
Well, that's why I always said it starts at the top. And that was more than just a rally cry. That's the truth. All this starts at the top.
Go down the hall and ask him if there's any questions.
Well, why should, like, true. But they should also make it more clear-cut for them.
Well, my point as well is, again, they knew, George knew, that a quarterback drafting a quarterback in the first round was very possible.
Right.
And that they were looking for one, but they may not have the football ammunition to move up and get that guy. If you have any doubts at all about the talents of your football guys, you don't allow them to make another franchise-altering pick at the quarterback position if you're uncertain. It is just, that's why, you know, if you tell me that the 2021 season for both of these guys is you know, do or die, then they made a huge mistake even allowing them to make this pick this year.
Mike Brown, the bad owner of the Bengals, along with Duke Tobin, they're ranked higher than Ryan Pace. Jerry Jones and his son are ranked higher. So it's crazy. 23 of 26 is where he ranked. 332-3776. I still have to get to the cap soundbite from today. He may have made this statement that we all, I think we're in tandem here, or all four
unison.
Of us in unison, that we all disagree with the statement that he made, and we cannot believe the statement that he made. I also have some Cubs news, some more Chris Bryant news to get to.
Where did he get traded to?
He hasn't been traded yet.
Oh,
David Ross has sort of clarified his injury status. All that coming up next.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
All right, let's win something here.
What are we?
Let's win. We have what's at stake. Oh, it's brought to you by GT Prime. And we are playing
I'm
tonight.
I'm going to wear this for the rest of the day.
And this will lead me into the story here, too. What are you wearing? Is that a what do you got there? Don't be a Richard?
Yeah, it's you're going to stare at it for the rest of the day.
So Cubs and Cardinals again, and then they're playing again here, right?
This is like a Tom Emanski hat, isn't it? I'm Fred McGriff.
Let me see.
Sits up real high?
Yeah, it's really
you know
high.
You know who loves the high trucker? Justin Fields.
Does he?
He's got some fresh hats, man.
Loves a trucker hat.
Loves the high. It's a high hat.
It's a high trucker hat.
It's called a high trucker hat.
High trucker hat.
I think Justin Fields is going to bring a ton of style just all the way around. I don't know if we've ever had a guy like that. Have we?
I don't know.
Michael,
I don't know
back
what
in the day.
I don't know what his style factor is.
I think
it's
good.
Yeah. By the
way,
the trucker hat does not really work for me because I have a very small head. You can't have a small head and not have a trucker hat.
What's the formula then with the visor?
Well, the visor doesn't. I think the visor fits perfectly.
Well, but
the trucker hat is big and kind of like.
So it makes your head, your face look even smaller? Is that what you're saying?
It just doesn't, you know, it doesn't work.
How?
Like, you know how, here's the deal.
So you're saying that the trucker hat works for big-headed people?
Because the hat looks out of proportion. It looks like I got a giant hat on. Whereas someone with a bigger face and a bigger head, the hat doesn't look like it's out of proportion. It just looks like a normal hat.
We didn't bring this up. The draft yesterday for the Kraken, they needed a bigger shirt for our guy, the Rain Man, right? I mean,
Sean Kemp.
Ooh, Sean Kemp. I mean, I don't think he's terribly big.
Did he eat Gary Payton?
I know he'll stop it.
Why?
I don't think he's terribly big, but it was the old Tommy Boy, fat guy in a little coat. They made it worse.
Sizing is important. I know phrasing is important. I think you should. Yes, I think sizing.
A good baggy XXXL would make him look much better.
Right.
Kind of like what you're talking about with the hat.
Yes, this hat's not good for me because I have a peanut head.
Right. You said peanut.
I said peanut.
Okay,
I said peanut.
Because Nagy would call it a different type of head.
I'm sure if he's listened to this show the last 2 years, he's already said it.
That's his nickname. Yeah.
That's for this show.
For this show, right.
It's Sylvian Peanut Head.
I think it's the other way around. All right, so we need two callers.
Hey, coach, help the family's good.
You always fluff them. You got to fluff asking them about the family. Callers 20 and 40 right now, 312-332-3776. Let's play tonight's Cubs-Cardinals game, shall we? Do you like the Cubs or do you like the Cardinals?
Neither. Can I pass?
Caller 20 gets to pick. And the caller 40 gets the other team. If your team wins, you'll win a $50 gift card to GT Prime. It's located at 707 North Wells Street. You can go and check out their great menu, outstanding menu. It's from the Boca Restaurant Group, Kevin Babe, Rob Katz. Their executive chef and partner, Giuseppe Tentori. Go to GTPrimeRestaurant.com. And congratulations to GT Fish and Oyster. They have just celebrated their 10-year anniversary.
Fantastic.
Cubs-Cardinals, who do you like tonight? Caller 20, you get first crack at it. By the way, Chris Bryant is available off the bench tonight. But that's sort of what David Ross told us yesterday. But now he said, well, he really wasn't available off the bench yesterday. But today he really is.
Well, he said he was available on the bench.
He said he was possibly available yesterday.
Well, found out he wasn't because they sent Ortega, I believe, up at the end of the 10th inning.
Right, right. And then that he is expecting him to start tomorrow at Wrigley. Maybe for his little farewell. We'll see. Jesse will join us at 5:15. All right, so there's that.
Who do you like personally tonight? You got Alzolay versus Kim. I believe Kim has been very good recently.
Yeah, I would take the Cardinals.
Would you?
Yeah.
The line is 8.5, the over-under. Would you take the under? Alzolay's going to give up a home run to a left-handed hitter.
Two home runs, yeah.
Two?
Probably two. He's not been great lately. I was very high on Alzolay. I need to see more. Here's Cap earlier today with Jay Hood, and he made a statement that we could not disagree with more.
I don't get triggered.
What?
You have to really, really go to the nth degree with me. Like my wife said to me the other day,
you just got
We've been doing shot or no shot since 8:02. I asked you about Steven Jackson, and his comments made you go 0 to 75.
Well, I didn't get triggered by Steven Jackson.
That seemed triggered to me.
No, absolutely not. My wife paid me the ultimate compliment the other day. She said, honey, I just want you to know something. You're as stable as anybody. She said, I know exactly what type of person I'm going to deal with every day. She said, I walk in, and you always have a smile on your face. Always. Yeah. I'm not. You got to really go over the top to trigger me.
Oh, it's our.
You
fault.
Realize you talk for 3 hours on the radio every day.
Yeah, but that's my job.
But you realize, like, everybody that's hearing your voice right now has heard you get triggered in the last 7 days.
Yeah, I give my opinion, and I'm. This is who I am. But when I walk in the door at the house, or we are upstairs, we have fun with what we do. But you don't go, oh, which guy is going to show up here today?
But that's not what triggered means. Triggered doesn't mean you're two different people. Triggered doesn't mean that. Triggered means that you get upset. Something can upset you easily, and you can go 0 to 75, like the Steven Jackson sound.
But it didn't upset me. I was just being
opinionated. Triggered doesn't mean that you go home and punch the dog when you're in a bad mood. That's not what triggered means.
No,
that means you're just a jackass.
No, I know what it means, but I'm giving my opinion. I don't go, yeah, Steven Jackson. Maybe.
You
maybe
don't say not. That if that guy doesn't agree, he's an idiot. Or that's the dumbest tweet I ever saw. After the NBA championship, you were tweeting at people that poo-pooed your Chris Middleton take. That in and of itself was the thought of people disagreeing with your thoughts on Chris Middleton triggered you so much, you had to run to Twitter to say, take that.
No,
that in and of itself is you being triggered by people.
No, absolutely not.
There was no Matote in those tweets, I'll tell you that for sure.
No.
That could be his most inaccurate.
I believe you live in the same area. He lives on Triggered Boulevard,
yes,
doesn't he?
His street is
right down the street.
It's not a boulevard; it's a court.
My wife paid me the ultimate compliment the other day. She said, "Honey, I just want you to know something. You're as stable as anybody."
He was the same guy who made a proclamation on Mitch Trubisky finally taking the L and finally saying, I'm sorry I led you down the wrong path. Mitch Trubisky stinks, only to get triggered and tell everyone at the radio station, you are not allowed to play my audio anymore. If that isn't being triggered, what is?
It's not going to end well for you, Sylvie, if you keep doing it.
My wife paid me the ultimate compliment the other day. She said, honey, I just want you to know something. You're as stable as anybody.
What does that mean?
I think you personally are you trigger him.
Oh, yeah, but it's on me. Did you hear the way he framed it? He goes, you really have to go over the top to trigger
when
me.
When he screams, so, small-handed.
Yeah, right. So he's blaming me and others for him getting triggered because regardless
of how you get there, I mean, if you're triggered, you're triggered.
I'll say this, Sylvie, you do trigger Cap often, but I think Abdallah and me, yes, we trigger him with the most rage.
Our
triggers him.
Yeah, you're number one on the trigger list.
Oh,
I'm
well aware, yeah.
All right, Jesse Rogers will join us in 2 minutes. We can continue the conversation.
Two kids from Libertyville.
A lot going on today. There was a Chicago sports figure who unretired today. We'll tell you about that in 2 minutes.
My wife paid me the ultimate compliment the other day. She said, honey, I just want you to know something. You're as stable as anybody.